This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It was the music that got going.
Lame music.
Yeah, it was some grunge. It was some grungy kind of music. You had to get up and kind of tap your feet to.
So if we play a certain kind of music, you'll get up and do that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm just saying. The celebration. I mean,
they're different. They're different. They're a different group of guys.
Yeah.
That suburban energy hits a little bit.
Well, it hit last night. Phillies win last night, which was the good thing. The odd thing was the celebration afterwards was a little over the top. I thought so for a catcher's interference walk-off. First one we've seen in baseball in over 50 years. All right, 215-592-949. For a lot to talk about today. Dave Dombrowski, are you expecting a big move out of the Phillies by the trade deadline? I am. And I know maybe I'm setting myself up for disappointment. Hugh, it feels like you think I am setting myself up for disappointment here.
I just think that when you talk about the Phillies and the moves that they were going to make, or you know, that was speculated that they were going to make, they've always fallen short. It's always been a ho-hum type situation. And I go back to last year. Remember, Jazz Chisholm's name was being thrown around a lot.
Yeah, they made a mistake. They should have got him.
He don't fit the clubhouse.
Well, the part that's frustrating about the Jazz thing is he's played the outfield and the infield for the Yankees.
Yes, he has. He came in and was a spark.
Yeah, and he made the All-Star team this year. He could have been certainly a help for the Phillies last year in the postseason, and whatever. They made a mistake on that. They should have traded for him. And I hope they don't make a mistake again. They need to go out and make a big move. And you're right, that the first few years with Dombrowski here, while they're contending,
it's been lip service.
It has. Now, I choose to believe part of that is they were trying to build the farm system up, and now they built it up enough to where they're I think, more capable of subtracting from it without ruining the farm system. They've kind of built up a surplus of some prospects here, which is good. And the other part is, this is as wide open as the NL has been the whole time. I mean, like, you know, in other years, yes, they've gotten to the World Series, the Diamondbacks have, but there were the Dodgers looking like the Dodgers. The Braves, 2 years ago, looked like a juggernaut. Now the Phillies knocked them off. But this year doesn't have that team. Like, there's no excuse. If Dave Dombrowski doesn't go out there and make a big move, I'm just going to lose my mind 9 days from now because they need it. It would obviously help, and I just don't trust this guy around the edges. He, like, when it's an Austin Hayes or it's a Estevez or a Lorenzen, he doesn't know what he's seeing there.
I have a question.
Okay.
So you say 9 days from now you're going to lose your mind. Will you still be able to work? Because that's all I know. Will you still be able to sit in the chair and work?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's all. Because you're gonna.
I'm not gonna leave.
You're gonna lose your mind because I know what that means when you say it like that.
I'm gonna.
Like you're about to lose.
Well, I'll just say this.
Are you still coming to work though?
Yeah, I'll come to
Why?
Work. Well, that's where I'm allowed to yell about the Phillies. Not allowed to do it at home. Do it here.
You're just gonna bring a blowtorch and just gonna flame the
Phillies. Okay. Is this over the top? If Dombrowski does nothing at the trade deadline, it's a fireable offense.
Ooh.
It is. They're trying to win a World Series.
That is strong.
It's not that strong.
It's really? His job.
Seriously?
Yes. What do you mean?
Okay.
If he does nothing at the deadline?
Okay. Okay.
That would be a joke.
We said major move. We're talking about any move. Which one is it?
Well,
Which one?
Just said if he doesn't, then it's a fireable offense. That's true.
If he doesn't improve the team, whether it be minor or major, I want him out
the
next day.
Did we just get a pitcher? Listen, do not bite my head. I'm just asking a question. I'm just asking a question.
What do you think the reaction is if the only move they make is David Robertson, who was on his couch?
A 40-year-old free agent.
He was on his couch Saturday.
And he's ramping up. He got 15 days.
This isn't funny.
Yeah.
No. What is? You, no, it is. You know why it's funny?
It's not. Because there's a chance this happens, and we have to do this. Because
you know what I can imagine? Who was his name? The picture we just got.
David Robertson
sitting in front of his TV talking about, babe, grab me one of them beers from upstairs. Phone ringing. Who's on phone? Dombrowski. Forget the beer, babe. We're going to Philly. We're going to Philly.
$6 million for the rest of the season. Let's pack
we're
going to
tell you that, hey, pack the kids up. Just put that beer in the cooler. Let's go. We out.
Some red sodas.
I'm glad this is all. I'm glad the Phillies wasting this window is a big old joke to Hugh Douglas.
$6 million? I'll take it. Let's go, babe. Put the beer in the cooler.
Yeah, you would pitch for the Phillies.
I don't even
for
know
$6 million.
How, yeah. Hell yeah, wouldn't I? I did throw in worm burners. And y'all would be killing me every day. You know what I tell every day? Joe Gillian and Kyle Quick gets my ass. I'm out here doing the best that I can.
And it stinks, is what I say.
You have to credit Hugh Douglas.
All right, speaking of the bullpen.
It's kind of crazy. He was sitting on the couch.
On the couch. I mean, I know he's working out, but he's basically on the couch.
I mean, yeah, he's chilling.
Yeah,
he
was doing nothing the whole season, getting ready. All right, speaking of the bullpen, Hugh, I have a question. I'm curious if everyone out there, including you, have changed your mind on something.
What?
So we had a conversation in, I think it was April, Kyle? I think it was April.
Yes.
May, April.
I think it was the beginning of
May.
Well, definitely April, because I think we had transitioned to the conversation about moving Ranger to the bullpen.
Yes.
And then we got this.
Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth it. Long-term deal. One of my favorites. Oh, don't you wait. We'll talk about Trey Henderson next hour. So we'll have that revved up. But okay, so
I laughed too hard.
You did. We did the Ranger conversation, and then we discussed the idea of Andrew Painter. And I said, the Phillies don't need another starting pitcher to win the World Series. They need a relief arm. They need a dominant relief arm to help them in the bullpen. And from my memory that day, a lot of people didn't want to do it, didn't want to touch the two promising prospects. He's a generational prospect. You can't possibly put Andrew Painter in the bullpen because, oh no, he might get hurt, even though we're 2 years off of surgery. All right, so they let it play out, and we've gone through this year where he's been a starter in the minor leagues. The bullpen has stunk. But Hugh, I thought it was interesting on Friday when John Middleton spoke. Listen to John Middleton on Friday, because it's the first time that I've heard anyone from the organization, let alone someone as powerful as the owner, throw this out there. Here's Middleton on Friday on how the bullpen could evolve as the year goes on.
And one of the things people have to realize is a bullpen in the regular season is an entirely different animal than a bullpen in the postseason. If you go back to, like, I was talking to Dave about this about a month ago, and I said, John, and I think it was 06 when the Tigers, which he was running, played the Cardinals. He said, the Cardinals' bullpen was very mundane, very average. He said, we weren't concerned about it at all. And they put Adam Wainwright in the bullpen. And overnight, it turned into a really, really good bullpen. And so you think about it, we only need three pitchers, and we don't need our fourth pitcher until the fourth game of the division series, right? So you need three pitchers, and everybody else goes to the bullpen. And you're going to have people in the bullpen who are now starting pitchers for us. You might see people up. I could see Abel coming back up if he's not up before that for some other reason. I could see Abel in the bullpen coming out at 97 miles an hour with a really good curveball. Painter might be up here the same way.
There it is. For the first time the whole year, someone with the Phillies said what, to me, has been obvious the whole time, that this season he can help them in the bullpen more than he can a starting pitcher. Hugh, now that we're here, it's late July, and we're signing pitchers off the couch to come help in the bullpen. Are you now open to the idea of Andrew Painter coming to help in the bullpen?
I think you have no choice but to be, because he painted a scenario where they – don't get it twisted, Joe. These are conversations that are being had.
Of course. Otherwise, he wouldn't have brought it up.
He wouldn't have brought it up. He's bringing you behind the curtain, so don't get it twisted. These are conversations that are being had. That, for me, even reinforces even more that they're not going to do anything. Because they feel like they have the guys that they need here, and they have the reinforcements with these young guys. Because the way they've been slow playing this Painter thing, it looked like it was going to be around August.
July is
around this time.
The word. Yeah, yeah.
And that's not happening. You know, and part of that is because you got some pretty solid pitching from your starters.
Also, he hasn't dominated in AAA.
Yeah,
he's actually struggled.
Yeah, so I could see that. I think everything that has been said, I think you got to read between the lines a lot of times. They're greasing the skids to let you know that the next press conference we get after the 9-day, after we get to pass the trade deadline, it's going to be, hey, we feel like, you know, we're trending in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get some pitching. We're going to get some of these young guys up and put them in the bullpen, and we're going to make a push.
All right, so Hugh Douglas is open to Painter in the bullpen. I've been open the whole time to Painter in the bullpen.
Welcome on in, Hugh.
Well, it's about time.
I mean, because you got to listen to what's being said. I'd be fools to say it any other way when after he said what he said.
Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I think he said Adam Wainwright with the Cardinals in 06. I said that to everyone in May, and I had everyone yell at me.
Told you so?
Well, kind of, yeah.
What would you do?
What you going to do? You go do your victory lap?
Would you do the same thing?
The day they bring up and put him in the bullpen. That would be victory lap.
I'm appalled. I never, ever. I don't do that. I don't take victory laps.
You do it for
I told you so.
Even though it wasn't even right.
I don't say that. I have an agenda. I don't do that. I feel offended. I'm offended.
Yeah. You're offending us when you talk about defense here in Philadelphia.
I'm offended.
So what was the poll, Kyle, we put up in whatever it was, April, May, about this? We had the conversation about Painter, and if my memory serves, more than half people were out on it.
They were angry with us for even asking it.
Sure.
Yeah. Are you guys stupid? Mm-hmm. Is this a serious question?
Wait a minute. Not stupid.
He's the next Steve Carlton. Yeah. Malone. Yep. Yeah.
Should the Phillies transition Andrew Painter to the bullpen? 65% said no, and we got ratioed to hell.
Love it. How about today? Same poll. Could put it back up?
Yeah, here's one. What is wrong with you? Seriously.
Yeah.
And now we put the same poll up and the results are reversed.
Of course. Oh, so one other thing that
you say new information.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You're allowed to have a new take. That's fine. Yeah. So one other thing I think is part of this is they keep saying he has to earn a spot in the rotation, right? And I totally agree with that. You can't just like bring him up here if he's not pitching super well at AAA. But there's a chance he doesn't earn a spot in the rotation this season, right? They have Wheeler.
Yeah.
They have Ranger. They have Sanchez. They have Luzardo. They have Nola coming back. So if there's no spot in the rotation for him, here's what I can't do if I'm the Phillies. I can't let 3 years go by without him helping the major league team, right? 3 years ago, it was spring training, and they were all excited about him, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to be on the team this year. He might make the team. Unfortunately, he got hurt.
Painter watch.
He got hurt. That season was done. Then last year, he was the rehab, so he was out for basically all last year anyway. Now, this year, he's healthy. I can't just sit here and say, oh, he wasn't good enough to be a starter this year. We'll see him in 2026. Like, I just can't. In a window, they're trying to win a World Series. If they look back and say, we wasted 3 years of this pitcher because of one injury, it just doesn't make any sense to me. If they have a need in their bullpen, and it's big enough that they're literally signing pitchers off the couch, get this kid up here. Plus, I do wonder if maybe he would be better out of the bullpen right now. Obviously, Hugh, he's struggling as a starter. He has a 5 ERA in AAA. I wonder if you just kind of limit it and say, Andrew, just get 3 guys out. Just get 1 inning for us. He might be better.
I'll tell you what, this is a strange – it is skewing a little strange because there was a lot of excitement about him early on. And as the season progressed, it just – it died down a lot.
Yep.
And you're talking about Mick Abel's name is being mentioned before he is when you talk about bringing up pitchers. So, yeah, it is very, very interesting how it just all died out. I don't know how to read that, though, Joe. I don't know if that's his struggles or they just feel like he's not trending where they want him to trend at right now.
Yeah, and some of this might be natural. He missed the 2 years, basically. He might just need more time. And I'm not out on him. I don't think less of him as a prospect. I still think he's going to be a tremendous pitcher. But for this year, it might have to be out of the bullpen. And if that helps the Phillies win a World Series, we got to deal with it. The idea that this is a crazy idea, that's out the window. I mean, the owner's talking about it, Kyle. This is obviously, and I think Hugh's right, they've discussed it if he's bringing it up.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of this is going to depend on how Ranger Suarez and Lizardo look, and then Nola, too, when he comes back.
Yep.
Like, there really feels like no other place for Painter to go at this point, like when we get to October at the very least. But, like, I don't know if you're... I'm not 100% sure, but isn't it sort of in the later innings when he's starting to get tagged? Like, he starts off the games pretty well, and then when it gets about the fifth inning is when he starts getting lit up.
So it would signal to me he could give you an inning or two.
Right. I mean, especially with the kind of heat that he brings.
Yeah, I just...
That's a bullpen type guy.
Yeah, to me, we're reaching a point where if he doesn't help out of the bullpen, I don't know if we're going to see him this season. I don't know if he's going to help. And that, to me, would be unacceptable as we're trying to win a World Series. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Camden. I do wonder, are you now open to Andrew Painter coming out of the bullpen for the Phillies this season? Jeff in Camden's up talking about Phillies' big moves. What's up, Jeff?
Well, you're the expert. You tell me, is he ready?
Is he ready right now?
He's sounding a little hot spot.
You're the expert. I'm not the expert. I'm a guy sitting home.
Come here.
Call the radio station.
Well, it sounds like you're ready to pitch for the Phillies bullpen. I mean, he's the one that's...
this was an aggressive start.
Yeah. This was real aggressive.
Is he ready? I don't know. He has a 5 ERA, Jeff. I don't know. He obviously doesn't look great to start games right now in the major leagues.
Hey, listen, man. I remember people trying to sell me. I'm not a sports guru, but I remember people trying to sell me on Mayweather trying to, hey, I know baseball, and Mayweather's the guy that's... is going to resurrect this team. And I remember that conversation. But I remember Jay Happ leaving and going pitching, becoming a 20-win pitcher. So things happen. There's an even flow. You just have to get it at the right time.
I agree.
That's
why
you have experts.
I haven't thought of Jay Happ in a while. I like Jay Happ. He's a good pitcher. So, Jeff.
He's Mayweather, though.
I think Floyd.
Mayweather, that's a boxer.
Merriweather, not Mayweather.
Merrifield?
Whit Merrifield.
Whit. Making fun of my...
Floyd Mayweather.
Is Hugh Douglas making fun of the way I speak?
Not really. Not really. No, I mean, you came in a little hot. I mean, but, you know, it was cool. You came in a little hot.
I can dig it, brother. Brother, I can dig it.
So, Jeff, you expecting a big move out of the field?
I hope so. I hope so. I'm thinking maybe a pinch hitter that has some pop, that strikes some fear into other pitchers. Kind of like a Matt Stairs, right at the right time. Now, I'm not trying to, bring up what the 2018 was, but it sure did help, didn't it?
It sure. Well, of course. I mean, he hit a huge home run. Yeah, Jeff, that it's an underrated thing they could certainly use as a little more a threat off the bench, because late in the game, depending on who they have in there at the bottom of the lineup, you're not as scared of any of those pinch hitters.
Hey, I just want to tell you something real quick, man. Mm-hmm. Before you go. I watched rugby. I watched women's rugby the other day because there was nothing on.
Oh, that's impressive.
And it was Fiji versus the United States. And I saw Fiji, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a team full of black people. And I know Fiji's off the coast of Japan, but you know how I know what black people look like? Because I'm a black person. And those are black people.
On Fiji.
It's interesting. I've never been to Fiji.
I've never been there either.
Black people.
Were they good at rugby? The Fiji team, were they good? They win?
It was a violent game. The USA came out on top, but man, it was a lot of violence in that game. I had no idea it existed. I'm going to be watching from now on.
Well, there you go. All right, Jeff. Glad you enjoyed it. Jeff, good phone call. I didn't know anything about Fiji, and I didn't know they had a rugby team.
Nah, me neither.
Or what they look like? Yeah, yeah. I mean, he did come in hot with the call there, and then he went right after Hugh.
He ain't lying, though.
What, the Fiji team?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that either. I mean, that I didn't know that.
I didn't think he was lying. That would feel like a weird thing to make. Make that up.
Because we got to be fair to people in the way that they identify. They might not identify as black. They might. They're darker complected though.
Okay.
So yeah, they're darker complected. So yeah.
I wonder if they're good. I don't. I never. Have you ever watched the full? Rugby game because you didn't you call rugby?
Yes, I did.
And we found.
Dude, why you laugh so hard though? I mean, I don't understand. What's so funny? Why you laugh so hard? I don't understand.
Because it is funny that you left that out. You never told us that you called rugby games.
Yeah, I did. It was fun though, man. It was fun. Rugby is a physical sport.
Yeah.
It's very physical. Obviously. Yeah, yeah. I did not know that. I'm looking at this feed.
We found you Irish step dancing.
Yeah, I did that too.
It's the final weekend of Six Nations Rugby.
Really, Kyle?
And there's only one thing left to make my rugby education complete. Irish step dancing.
I was serious.
I'm here with Kevin Brosler, former national
and
world champion step dancer. What can you tell me about the sport of step dancing?
Well, you're trying to talk over it.
You know, I'm just saying, what are we doing?
It's
you know
been
what?
Handed down for centuries.
This is what I have what it takes to be a dancer.
Well, I know football players are supposed to be light on their feet. I hope you're light on your feet.
Not here.
I used to be. I don't know how light I am now, but we're about to find out.
Irish dancing is based on threes and sevens. Okay. So we'll start with a count of seven. Hop, two, three, four, five, turn. Hop, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Hop, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
I can tell it's killing you on the inside.
Three. One, two, three. Two, two, three. Three, two, three. Four, two, three. Five, two, three. Six, two, three. Seven, two, three. Eight, eight, two, three. Well, I think we have a prodigy on our hands. Hugh's amazing. Pick up those feet, Hugh.
You heard.
I can't wait to see what he looks like tomorrow.
I was out there with kids.
Yeah.
Are you excited? I'm so excited. Are you excited? Is this your first time doing this?
Mine too. This is going to be so exciting.
You did a great job, dude.
Do you know what I just thought about? The next iteration for all the you people out there that watch on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, I have heard through the grapevine that we are kind of workshopping the technology where we could split screen things. So, So what that was, to take you behind the curtain, that was we found an old YouTube clip. Or, you know, of Hugh doing what he just did there, or the Irish step dancing and getting ready to call rugby. We found that on YouTube, but then Kyle was able to grab the audio and we play it on the air. You know what the next iteration of all this
What's
is,
this?
Right? We could just take the video and put it on the stream so people can watch the show and they'll see it.
Seriously?
Yes.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
You seem thrilled for all this.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled.
Yeah, well, I can't wait for it.
Great time.
Yeah.
Great time.
Think about all the Hugh Douglas moments on YouTube we can find.
That'll be so many.
It's great. Chuck in Mount Airy's up. What's up, Chuck?
Joe Gilio. What's the dealio?
Chuck!
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, man. I was calling here to say this, right? I was thinking yesterday, Hugh, right? I didn't ask you this, right? When you was on vacation, you said that you had the wine and you had beer. Did you have a good stogie?
No, I didn't have any. I didn't have any smokes, man. You know what's funny though, Chuck? My daughter bought me some cigars to try.
Oh, that's cool.
And I forgot to bring them with me. Yeah, I forgot to bring them. And I think where I stayed, they didn't allow smoking in the hotel because it was a brand new hotel, so they didn't allow it.
Well, see, I'm the guy that, I'm on the balcony with, I got that smoke, on the balcony, man. I tell you, on vacation, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. But, yeah, I just wanted to ask you that because I forgot to ask you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into the cigar thing, man. But to be honest, Chuck, I don't like the way they make my clothes smell.
You got to wash clothes.
Yeah, you got to, after you come from the cigar bar, I like going to the cigar bar now. But immediately after you leave, you got to wash all of that stuff, for real.
That's why you got to have some good cologne. You know what I mean? A good, strong cologne that you spray on right afterwards, And then, you just go on about your night. But, hey, you know what? I love the smell of cigars. So, it don't really bother me. But, hey, give it a try. Spray some good cologne on after you're done. You know what I mean? And that should alleviate a little bit.
Yeah.
But let me say this, right? And Will, I love Will. And I got two things to say real quick, if you guys let me. Will, you are a fantastic caller, man. I love your optimism. But, I mean, sometimes it got to be some type of realistic talk here on this radio station. I mean, the Phillies are going to win a championship
on WIP?
In the Eagles.
We don't do that. Do we do that? Realistic?
Well, we try. Some people go off the rails.
I mean, the Phillies in the Eagles, the Phillies as presently constructed. Come on, Will. Listen, here's the thing, right? The Phillies with the Phillies, I think they will make a trade. I think they're going to make a trade and get some more help for this team. But I don't think that they I'm not so sure they need to trade for a bullpen arm. I mean, you know, I think that we can organically make a bullpen, you know, if that makes any sense.
I know, yeah. Chuck, it does. I think if they decide on the right people and move the right people in, and obviously yeah. Nola coming back in a few weeks will help because they'll get an extra starting pitcher. There's enough good arms here to figure it out if they put them in the right place. They need a bat. They can't organically make the lineup better. They need to add a hitter.
They need a bat. That's what I want. I want some pop in that lineup with Bryce. The way Bryce is playing, you cannot, you know, I believe that this is going to be a continuance with Bryce Harper. I said that a couple weeks ago. He's back. And you need some pop in that lineup, you know. And I think Schwarber will get back on board. But, yeah, I need a bat. And I also would like a closer if I do get some really like a solid, legitimate closer. Now, all the pitches in between that, in between the starting pitching and the closer, I think you can organically, you know, make that lineup with Lizardo and Painter. And those guys, you just put them where they at, you know, try them out early and see if it works out in the playoffs. But, a closer and a bat, I would be happy. I would be really, really happy.
Well, Chuck, I would too. I agree. I think that is the best way to do it. We'll see if Dombrowski does it. They need to add something significant, though. They need a big move. I expect one. Hugh doesn't. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. And Andrew Painter, are you now open to move him to the bullpen? Obviously, his year at AAA as a starter is not going smoothly. His ERA is over 5. They need help in the bullpen. We just talked about their biggest acquisition so far was on the couch 3 days ago, and now he's a Philly, so they could use an arm down there. Are you willing to move Painter to the bullpen? Plus, we'll see if we can find a match for the Phillies next. Kyle will give us a profile of an unnamed player, and we'll decide if we like the fit. That's coming up. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.